Hello, respective viewers. Greetings. It's George from Ireland. Anyway, I'm commenting on the sub-postmaster scandal in the United Kingdom, which came to a head some time ago. There's a lot in the media about it these days, and it's having a political impact. So this goes back 10 years or more, where there was some glitch in the computer system, don't know how they did this, which claimed there were tens of millions of pounds more in the post office than there really were, and this money was vanishing and so on. And so over 700 sub-postmasters were false accused of theft, false accounting, fraud, and so forth, of stealing thousands, or in some cases, tens of thousands of pounds from the post office. And many protested their innocence. And it's staggering that it went as far as it did. So they were charged with these crimes. Over 700 were found guilty. Some were given jail sentences, fortunately not very lengthy. The United Kingdom is actually very lenient on theft, even if it's in the tens of thousands of pounds. So four of them committed suicide and so forth. Some of them actually pleaded guilty, even though now we know they were innocent, which proves yet again that a guilty plea doesn't actually prove someone guilty. I mean, it's a very high chance a person is guilty, but some people do it because they're frightened, they're weak-willed, they're bamboozled, they're just frankly dim, or they're convinced they're going to be sent down anyway. And if you plead guilty, in the United Kingdom, you usually get a one-third reduction, as in your sentence would have been 3 years, but because you pleaded guilty, it'll only be 2 years. And that's because the court is also rewarding you for being honest, and it incentivizes guilty pleas, which the court systems needs, because if everybody pled not guilty and there's a contested trial, the system would collapse. There's a big backlog as it is. People having to wait months, even years, for cases to come to trial, can't move on with their lives. And they're just not enough courthouses, they're not enough judges and so forth. They're not enough, people don't want to be doing jury service that much if every trial was fought like that. So anyway, it all came out in the wash that it was actually something wrong with the computer system, and the chap is still alive who somehow got the computer so badly wrong. Anyway, so Prime Minister Rishi Sunak was saying in the House of Commons that, yes, this is terrible. I don't think he actually apologised on behalf of His Majesty's government. Now, all right, Sunak wasn't PM, but that makes no odds. I mean, you go back to 2010, David Cameron apologising for Bloody Sunday, and he would have been 7 years old at the time. But nevertheless, if you're Prime Minister, when the injustice is proven, then, yeah, it behoves you to apologise. You can't disclaim responsibility on the ground that you were an infant or whatever at the time. So it was a Conservative government in office where most of this was happening. So they're going to get justice for them, going to get payouts of £35,000 in compensation. Not sure what else is going to happen. Restoration of their jobs. And we'll see some people were convicted, in a few cases jailed, subsequently released, blah, 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 and then have died of natural causes, since some people were bankrupted by having to pay back for the restitution of property they did not actually steal. So this, let this be a warning to you. This is why we have to have the bar very high for the standard of guilt in criminal cases, because innocent people can be convicted, are convicted. It's happened in over 700 cases. It's staggering. So the cabinet minister in charge of the post office at the time was one Ed Davey. So Ed Davey is now leader of the Liberal Democrats. What is his responsibility? There's no suggestion that he was aware of that there was this computer glitch which was making people be wrongfully convicted. Should he have sorted out? Should he have looked into it more carefully and found out? I mean, he wasn't aware. Should he have made himself aware? Okay, was he not actually looking at his brief carefully enough? This was in his portfolio at the time. He's now leader of the Liberal Democrats. Could there be calls for him to go? And actually, Sir Keir Starmer, he was head of the Crown Prosecution Service at the time. That's to say, the barristers who are paid by the government, and their job is to argue that people are guilty in court. So the police will investigate, charge them with the crime, and they'll hand a file of evidence to the CPS. The Crown Prosecution Service must make a determination. Is it worth going ahead with this prosecution or not? Is there likely to be a conviction? Is it in the public interest? Because if there's unlikely, something like a 40% chance of conviction, they just won't go ahead. And if it's only slightly likely, like 55%, they probably won't go ahead. But it's very likely, then they definitely will. The thing is, the CPS, they don't decide guilt or innocence. They can't. Only a court can decide that. Or they have to decide, is there a reasonable prospect of a conviction to go ahead on that basis? So was Starmer wrong to pursue these prosecutions? Now, of course, there are tens of thousands of prosecutions in England, Wales every year. No, the CPS for England, Wales only, not Northern Ireland, not Scotland. Now, he obviously can't know the particulars of every case because the minutiae, well, there are just too many of them. No mind could possibly absorb all that. But he's in charge of the people who make these decisions. So there was this tainted evidence he went ahead with. On the other hand, you might say, well, the police give me this evidence, and I presume that it's sound. So we didn't delve into the details of this. We didn't know what was wrong with the computer system. So we were right to go ahead with these convictions because there were convictions in over 700 cases. So that there seemed to be probative evidence. And as it was such convincing evidence, yes, we went ahead. People think that anything the computers say or do is irrefragably correct. But we see how actually it can be wrong. Anyway, so but should he carry the can for this? I don't think so. But do expect Conservatives to harp on and on about this over the next few months. Could they get Starmer out as Labour leader? I think it highly improbable. Could they get Davey out as Lib Dem leader? I think it unlikely, but not as unlikely as booting Starmer out. Now, Sir Ed Davey's a fairly ineffective Liberal Democrat leader. So from the Conservative perspective, it might be better to keep him there rather than him be replaced with someone who's more relatable, someone who makes more of an impact on the electorate, someone who really energizes people. He's very much on the bland side, Sir Ed Davey, pale, male and stale, just quite as being dull as an individual. And pale, male and stale is not exactly the image they're going for these days. Though they are stronger in the rural areas, which is where such a person goes down a bit better, I suppose. So that is the post office scandal. You could contrast that sharply with the Windrush scandal. Many thinks the Windrush victims ought to have now have their British citizenship fast-tracked, granted for free, and so on, as a way to correct the injustice that was done to them some years ago. So that is the post office scandal, which has been known about for a couple of years, but they've delved into it more. And there's part of the scandal is the woman who was in charge of the post office at the time, not a politician, an Anglican priest, no less. She was given a CBE, Command of the British Empire, this award at the end, and a £5 million golden goodbye. So surely she'd have this honour degraded. Moreover, she should have to disgorge her ill-gotten loot. This is surely unjust enrichment, and there ought to be a reparatory payment of that £5 million, which ought to be paid out to the victims of this terrible injustice. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon to get access to thousands of articles behind the paywall and videos and so forth. And make sure you donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. All right, goodbye, everybody, and have a fantabuloso day.